It's Wednesday, April 24th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Ramon and Adya Regal are Cuban parents who have just been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for teaching their children in the fear of the Lord. The World View spoke to Mike Donnelly, an attorney at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Pastor Regal and his wife Adya have been in trouble before for homeschooling. 2 years ago, they were both sentenced, Pastor Ramon to a year in prison, which was then changed to a year hard labor, and his wife to house arrest when they decided that they had no choice but to homeschool their children. They live in Cuba, and as you can imagine, the schools there are run by the communists. It's very state-centric. It's atheist-centric, and that's not what the Regals want for their children. Ramon is a pastor. He wants to teach his children in accordance with his religious convictions, and so he started to do that. Just last month, they were arrested again, interrogated by the police for many hours about what they were doing, told that if they didn't stop doing it, they would go to jail.
Donnelly said there are several things people can do to help the Regals.
We're asking people to get involved. We're asking people to pray, of course, for this family. This is an incredibly difficult circumstance for their family. They're separated from their children. They haven't been able to visit with their children. Secondly, we're asking the Trump administration to get involved. And people can go to our website at hslda.org/freeregal, that's F-R-E-E-R-I-G-A-L, to send a message to the Trump administration to ask them to call on Cuba to release the Regal family and to allow people to homeschool their children.
You can click on the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com to send that message to the Trump administration. Dr. Anthony Levitino is a gynecologist who performed around 1,200 first and second trimester abortions early in his career before a stunning change of heart left him sickened and distraught, transforming him into an outspoken pro-life advocate, reports FaithWire.com. Levitino, who still practices medicine, portrays an abortion doctor in the new hit film Unplanned, a movie that tells the real-life story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director who quit her College Station, Texas abortion mill job and became one of the most prominent pro-life voices in America today. Dr. Levitino shared the truth on the Billy and Justin show.
From your middle finger down to your wrist is a 20-week baby from head to rump, not counting the legs. This baby's been kicking since 10 weeks. You have to literally tear that child limb from limb. So I started that abortion. I ripped out an arm or a leg, stared at it in the clamp, and got sick. But, you know, when you start an abortion, you can't stop. You have to make sure that you get two arms, two legs, and all the pieces. Because if you don't, your patient's going to come back infected, bleeding, or dead. So I finished that abortion. For the first time in my career, after all those years and all those abortions, I really looked at that pile of goo on the side of the table and all those body parts. And I didn't see her wonderful right to choose, and I didn't see what a great physician I was helping her with her problem, and I didn't even see the $800 cash I just made in 15 minutes. All I could see was somebody's son or daughter. That was the beginning of the end.
Psalm 139, 13 and 14 affirms the humanity of the child in the womb. As David says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." A Cornell University student wrote in a now viral Reddit post that her Uber driver dropped her off near a gas station and refused to continue a trip to an abortion mill, prompting her to consider a lawsuit, reports Christian Headlines. After about 5 minutes in the car, the driver asked, quote, "Are we going to a Planned Parenthood?" end quote. She said no. The clinic is not a Planned Parenthood, but the driver was persistent and asked a few minutes later, quote, "Is it an abortion clinic?" end quote. She remained quiet. The driver then mentioned that his wife was pregnant, and he told her, quote, "You're going to regret this decision for the rest of your life," end quote. He also described abortion in detail and said, quote, "There is so much they don't tell you," end quote. Ultimately, the Uber driver pulled over, offered to drive her back, but refused to deliver her to the abortion mill. Sadly, she called her boyfriend who dropped her off and she went through with the abortion. Afterwards, she reported the driver to Uber, which has now banned that pro-life driver. And finally, evangelist Franklin Graham preached to 40,000 people in the General Santander Stadium in Cúcuta, Colombia, on the Venezuelan border the night before Easter Sunday. Graham said, quote, "We see economic problems in the world, political problems in the world. We see wars, we see hunger, and we wonder if there's a God and if he cares about us." Graham assured them that God cares more than they could know, so much that he came to earth in the form of Jesus Christ to die for our sins on the cross, but he didn't stay dead. Graham said, quote, "He's not still hanging on the cross. He's alive. He's here tonight in this stadium. And if you're willing to call on his name and trust him tonight, God will forgive you of your sins. You can have peace tonight with Jesus Christ," end quote. Nearly 2,000 came forward professing hope in Christ. In Acts 4:12, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, referring to Christ, said, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, April 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com.